Hello and welcome to Maths It Podcast, H14, covering Pythagoras' rule and trigonometry. Firstly, question 1. Question 1 gives us a rectangle. The length of the rectangle is 3 times the width of the rectangle, indicated by x and 3x as the width and length on the diagram. The length of a diagonal of the rectangle is given as 10 metres. We have to calculate the area of the rectangle. Now obviously to do this we need to first find out what the value of x is. To do this we need to use Pythagoras' rule. Now it's not obvious from the question, so it might take some thinking. If we draw in the diagonal 10 metres, it must help to identify it's a Pythagoras' rule question, since this creates a right angle triangle. We can then use Pythagoras' rule to write down that x squared plus 3x all squared must equal 10 squared. Simplifying this gives us x squared plus 9x squared equals 10 squared. Again simplifying, 10x squared equals 100, x squared equals 10, and therefore x equals root 10. It's important to leave this as x equals root 10, since we're going to be using this x in a calculation later on. Now we know the value of x, we can calculate the area. The area is given by x times 3x, or 3x squared. Substituting x is the square root of 10 gives us 3 times the square root of 10 squared. The square root of 10 squared is 10, so we get 3 times 10, or 30 square centimetres. Alternatively, you can substitute the square root of 10 in for x before you multiply, so we have the square root of 10 times by 3 times the square root of 10, which gives us, again, 30. Question 2 is a three-dimensional Pythagoras and trigonometry question. We're given a diagram of a cuboid A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and drawn on it is a diagonal AG. We're told that AB is 5 centimetres, BC is 7 centimetres, and AE is 3 centimetres. We have to calculate the length of AG. Now to do this, we first need to calculate the length AC. We can do this using Pythagoras' rule, using 5 centimetres and 7 centimetres as the lengths of the two shorter sides. So we can get AC squared equals 5 squared plus 7 squared, which is 25 plus 49, or 74. So AC squared equals 74. Now to calculate the actual length of AC, we'd have to square root this. But I'm going to leave it as AC squared equals 74, and you'll see why in a moment. Because to calculate the length of AG, we need to use Pythagoras' rule on the right angle triangle ACG. For this we need the length AC and the length GC. GC we know is the same as AE, or 3 centimetres, and we know that AC squared is 74. Using Pythagoras' rule, we get AG squared equals AC squared plus CG squared. Now AC squared we know is 74, since CG is 3, CG squared is 9, and we get AG squared equals 74 plus 9. This gives us AG squared equals 83. So AG must be the square root of 83, which on your calculator should give you 9.110433 and so on. We're asked to give the answer correct to 3 significant figures, not 3 decimal places, so this will be 9.11 centimetres. Over the page, part B of this question asks us to calculate the size of the angle between AG and the face ABCD. This is given by the angle between AG and AC. We have to give our answer to one decimal place. Now, using this right angle triangle, ACG, we can see that the tangent of the angle between these two lines must be equal to the opposite divided by the adjacent. This is 3 divided by the square root of 74. Now we can rewrite this as theta, the angle, equals the inverse tangent, tan to the power minus 1, of 3 over the square root of 74. Now I tend to put this into my calculator in one go. So I'd press the inverse or second function button, tangent, put a bracket in unless the calculator does it for me, then 3 divided by square root 74, then close a bracket and equals. Now this should give you 19.22585. If it doesn't, the problem is probably that you're not in the right mode on the calculator. You need to be in degrees mode whenever you're doing trigonometry. This is signified by a D or a deg at the top of your calculator screen. If you have an R, a rad, or a G, or a grad, then you are in the wrong mode. You need to find out how to change this mode, so consult your calculator's manual or ask your teacher at school. So this should give you 19.22585 and so on, but to one decimal place is 19.2 degrees. Question 3 is again Pythagoras and trigonometry question, although it's not obvious from the diagram. We're given a diagram of a trapezium. We're told that AD is parallel to BC, that the angle D and angle C are 90 degrees, and that the length AD is 5.1 metres, length AB is 4.6 metres, and length CD is 3.2 metres. It might be worth putting these lengths on the diagram. We have to work out the length of BC. Now the first thing I would do here is split this diagram into a rectangle and a right angle triangle by drawing a line from B to join with a line AD to make a rectangle CBED. So mark this point E. We can then use Pythagoras' rule on this triangle ABE, where length BE will be 3.2. So 4 squared equals 3.2 squared plus AE squared. Rearranging this gives AE squared equals 4.6 squared minus 3.2 squared, or AE squared equals 10.92. Therefore, AE is the square root of 10.92, or 3.30545, and so on. We need to actually calculate the length of BC. Now you can see from your diagram that this will be the length of AD minus the length of AE, the E being the point that we put on. So this will be 5.1 minus 3.30454, and so on. It's important to use accurate answers until the end. This gives us a value of BC as 1.79545, and so on. Rounding this to three significant figures, not three decimal places, gives us 1.80. Since the 5 means that the 9 rounds up, that means that the 7 must round up to an 8, and the 9 goes to a 0. So 1.80 metres. Part B asks us to calculate the size of the angle DAB. We have to write down all the digits on the calculator display this time, so we need to be accurate. Now, looking at it, the sine of angle A will be given by the opposite over the hypotenuse. So this will be 3.2 over 4.6. So we have sine A equals 3.2 over 4.6. We can rearrange this by taking the inverse sine, so we get A equals the inverse sine of 3.2 over 4.6. Again, I would tend to do this all in one go on my calculator to make sure I got an accurate answer. So type in shift or second function or inverse, then the sine button to get sine to the power minus 1, brackets unless there's already one on your calculator, 3.2 divided by 4.6, close the brackets and equals. Again, this should give you 44.07920985. These are the digits I have on my calculator display. Your calculator might not show as many digits or might show more. Still write down all the digits that you get. Again, if you don't get 44.07920985, it's probably because you're still in the wrong mode on your calculator. Make sure you're in degrees mode. Now question 4 has a trigonometric graph. The graph shows part of the curve with equation y equals p plus q sine x plus 90, where p and q are integers. We have to find the value of p and the value of q. Now, p is a value that has been the graph has been translated through in the y direction. So the center of the graph between 2 and 6 is going to be 4. So the graph must have moved up 4 on the y-axis, since this would normally be at 0. So the value of p must be 4. Q gives us the amplitude of the curve, how much up or down it goes. So from the center point, which is 4 in this case, we go up to and down to from this point. So Q must be 2, since we go up to 2 and down to minus 2 from point 4. Part B tells us that the line y equals 3 intersects the curve at the points A, B and C, which are indicated on the diagram. We're told that point A has coordinates 120, 3. And we have to find the coordinates of point B and the coordinates of point C. Now, the curve is symmetrical about a line at x equals 180. This passes through the bottom of the curve between A and B. Now, since A is 120 across, it means it's 60 short of this line, which means point B must be 60 beyond this line. So 180 plus 60. This gives 240. Of course, if it intersects with the line y equals 3, the y coordinate must be 3. So the x coordinate will be 180 plus the 60, which is 240. So x is 240, and y is 3. So coordinates 240, 3. For point C, this is on a similar portion of the curve to point A. Now you should know that the sine curve that we've drawn here has a period of 360 degrees. That means that between similar places on the graph, it goes 360 degrees. The x-coordinate of point A is 120, so we simply add 360 to this to get point C. 120 plus 360 is 480. So the coordinates of point C would be 480, 3. Question 5 is an area of a triangle, sine rule and cosine rule question. These formulas are all given on your formula sheet. For the first part, we have to calculate the area of triangle ABC, giving our answer to three significant figures. The area of a triangle is given by half AB sine theta. Again, this is on your formula sheet, but it's worth writing down. Substituting in, we get area equals a half times 11.7 times 28.3 multiplied by the sine of 67. Again, check that your calculator is in degrees mode before you do this. Again, I would be tempted to put all of this into your calculator in one go, as long as you write down what the calculation is that you're doing. You don't want to lose method marks. So, typing in 0.5 times 11.7 multiplied by 28.3 multiplied by sine 67 and then equals should give you 152.3941 and so on. We have to round this to three significant figures, so this would give us 152 square meters. For part B, we're asked to calculate the length of AC. This is a cosine rule question. Now, the cosine rule, as I write it down, is always C squared equals A squared plus B squared minus 2AB cos C. I write it like this since it looks a little bit like Pythagoras' rule, just with minus 2AB cos C written at the end. We can substitute in the letter that we want to find, so we want to find side B, so we can substitute C and B or swap those around. So we can get B squared equals A squared plus C squared minus 2AC cos B. Substituting in then gives us B squared equals 28.3 squared plus 11.7 squared minus 2 times 28.3 times 11.7 times a cosine of 67. Again, you can type this straight into your calculator like this, but again, write it all down first. This should give you the value 679.030003 and so on. So B squared equals 679.030003. So B itself is equal to the square root of 679.03, which is 26.05820 and so on. Rounding this to three significant figures gives us 26.1 metres. Finally, we have to calculate the size of angle ACB, again giving our answer to correct to three significant figures. For the angle, we need to use the sine rule. Now for this, I would use sine C over C equals sine B over B. We've just worked out the length of side B, and we already know the length of side C. We also know angle B. Substituting in, we get sine C over 11.7 equals sine 67 over 26.058, and so on. It's important to use this exact answer and not the answer 26.1 that was rounded in the previous question. We then get, rearranging, sine C equals 11.7 times sine 67 divided by 26.0582047. Putting this into your calculator gives you 0.4133. However, we want the inverse sine of this, so type shift sine to get the inverse sine, and then use the answer button on your calculator or type in all of the digits that you got before, 0.4133, and all the rest of the digits that you got. This should give you a value of C of 24.41242755. Rounding this to three significant figures gives us 24.4 degrees. Question 6 is also an area of a triangle and cosine rule question. We have to work out the perimeter of triangle ABC. We're given two of the lengths, and we have to work out the final one, but we're not given any angles. However, we know that the area of the triangle is 10 square centimetres. So we can use this to find angle B, and then use angle B and the lengths C and A to find the length B. So, first of all, use the area formula. Area equals a half AB sine theta. Substituting gives us 10 equals 3.2 times 8.4 times sine B all over 2. So rearranging gives us sine B equals 20 over 26.88. So therefore B is the inverse sine of 20 over 26.88. On your calculator, use the inverse sine, brackets, 20 divided by 26.88, close the brackets and equals. It should give you B equals 48.07736171. It's important to use this exact answer in your future calculations on this question. Now, we need to use the cosine rule to find the length of B. Now, as I've said before, I always write down the cosine rule first as C squared equals A squared plus B squared minus 2AB cos C, and then swap letters over if I need to. I'm working out length B, so I need to write B squared equals A squared plus C squared minus 2AC cos B. So since we know angle B is 48.07736171 degrees, and we know length C is 3.2, length A is 8.4, we can substitute these in. We get B squared equals 8.4 squared plus 3.2 squared minus 2 times 8.4 times 3.2 times the cosine of 48.077. Again, make sure you use all of the digits that you got on your calculator display before, or use the answer button. This should give you B squared equals 44.88151451. You need to square root this to get B, so B equals 6.6993. The perimeter is given by adding the three sides together, so the perimeter is 3.2 plus 8.4 plus 6.70, which equals 18.30. Rounding to three significant figures, 18.3 centimetres. And that concludes Maths It Podcast H14 on Pythagoras' Rule and Trigonometry.